So by the, you can tell by the sound?
Yeah, a lot of the times when there's pump blocks, you can hear it. It's the first thing you do because you're not really, I mean, when you're getting blocked, but I definitely heard it was the first thing, and then I saw the ball right in front of me.
What though, you said you guys had seen something on film that would make you think that you could maybe get through on that?
Well, it's just the way, I guess, the film study and what the coaches called, and then we got the look we wanted, and then it ended up working out for us.
How big a sway was it? You know, you had the fumble on the kickoff to start the game to get seven out of it. You guys go and tie the score right up. How big was it?
Oh, it was a big time to get it locked at seven early. Definitely when you have a play like that at the beginning of the game, it can definitely sway the momentum. But to have another big special teams play that, kind of redeem ourselves as a special teams unit that early in the game, definitely helped us build confidence as the game went on.
Anyone tell you that was the first touchdown on a punt block since '88?
The first time I've heard that, so it's exciting.
How exciting was it? It has to be obvious to be able to score.
Oh, it was. I mean, I didn't know what to do. I was so excited, and then it's so happy, ecstatic, pumped for Demontre. Really, that's the guy who should get the credit to come through and block like that. Perfect block. So it was just awesome opportunity.
So, you see the ball come free and you scoop it up. Do you look ahead? Do you stop yourself from looking ahead?
Definitely. Something we work in practice actually every week.
Not looking ahead?
Yeah, it's a drill we work with Coach Herman, the linebacker's coach, where they scoop and score. It's a drill we work on, and that's the technique we work on. So it ended up working out for me doing it out there today.